Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of a heaven-bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2025, first written January 29th, 2018. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. It is he who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. Our verse today reminds us not only of the activity of God, but what lies behind the curtain that the human eye often does not see. The book of Daniel is a great place to verify this point. The Babylonians were used by God to punish Judah. God moved them into that position. After a period of time, God allowed the Persians to overthrow Babylon. This opened the door to the end of captivity of God's people. From the standpoint of world history, this is nothing more than wars and one country seizing the opportunity to take over another, weakening empire. Babylon and Persia probably didn't see their roles in biblical prophecy or history. But it isn't just seen on the world scale. Consider the story of the rich man Lazarus from Luke 16. Lazarus died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. God doesn't use fanciful ideas that are not true. This wasn't a make-believe story. The events lined up to be factual and true. Are the righteous today carried by angels when they die? We can't see angels because they are spirits. We can't see the soul leaving the body. There's nothing that would make me conclude that this doesn't happen. Yet another way we know that God is active on the personal level is the answer to our prayers. We pray. Doors open for opportunity. The sick gets better. Things happen. God is thanked and the good has been done. So on both the national and the international level and even on the personal level, God is active and busy. We may not be aware of all that God is doing. We may not appreciate all that God is doing. We may never know all the things that's taking place on His side, just how many times God has been there for us. We may never know all the good that God has done for us. It's easy to think that God's work is done and He's simply watching us from heaven. Or some may envision a giant stadium, God on one side in the stands and Satan's on the other side in the stands. We're on a field journeying toward the goal. While God may cheer us on, folks in the stands do not change the outcome of the game. Not realizing the activity of God can make one wrongly conclude that God isn't doing much today. Habakkuk wondered about that. God responded by declaring, "You would not believe if I told you." The psalmist wondered why God didn't hear him, but He did. All this reminds us of a few simple thoughts. First of all, God doesn't have to explain Himself to us. He does things that are righteous and good according to His will. We may not understand. We may not even see. We may question why. Don't expect an answer. We're not accountable, or we are accountable to God, not the other way around. Faith and trust in Him will make us realize that He is holy and good. Second, God does things that we do not see. Not everything is visible to us. Our example above, the changing of kings, the carrying of souls to paradise, and things that all happen around us, but we don't see God's thumbprint on that. There are prayers others have prayed and God answered, and we benefit from that. The righteous farmer prays for rain and God sends the rain. It rains on the farms and it rains in the city. The folks in the city may complain about the rain, but they never understood that God is answering the prayer of a righteous farmer. We often don't see all that God is doing. Thirdly, God uses people and places in certain positions to fulfill His will. Nebuchadnezzar is a good example of this. God continued to send that king divine dreams. God was using that pagan to accomplish His will. Babylon was an instrument of God. I doubt most in Babylon ever got that. They never saw past their idolatrous gods. Even King Nebuchadnezzar, who received divine dreams, struggled with all of this. God doesn't work only through the righteous people. What world leaders, what people of importance is God working through today? We may never know. We may never see it, but God has a plan and a will, and nothing can derail that. Fourth, God is greater than all of us. God was greater than Babylon. As large, fierce, and powerful as Babylon was, God used him as a pawn on a chessboard to accomplish His plans. The suffering Christians at the end of the Bible felt the heavy hand of Rome. There was little that they could do. The Christians didn't have armies. They didn't have the manpower, the provisions, nor the knowledge to overcome a crushing empire like Rome. But God did. In time, that nation fell apart. Historically, it was jealous and poor leadership that caused Rome to crumble. Biblically, it was the hand of God. Fifth, God's plan is greater than the individual righteous person. We who walk with God help fulfill his plan, yet we are not the plan itself. So David died, James was murdered, Stephen was crushed with rocks, John was beheaded, Antipas was killed. Yet the kingdom of God rode on. It grew. It became mighty. It lived beyond all the apostles. It continues today and is greater than any of us. Preachers come and go. Preachers begin their careers and preachers end their careers. On my office wall, I have two old prints of preachers. Dozens and dozens of preachers are in those prints. A few some would recognize. Most are not known by this generation. Most have left little evidence of their godly work here. They lived, preached, and preached, and preached. Then their time was finished. Time moved on. Generations later, there's a picture of in a collection of preachers. Yet the kingdom grows. It survived the great names. It will survive us. Now, some congregations die. Some congregations cease to exist. Some merge with other congregations. Yet the overall kingdom of God thrives. It is that large tree that grew out of that mustard seed. Our work is for today. If there are generations from now, they may know nothing about us or what we have done. Our names may not be recognized in the future. What we've done will be remembered by heaven. God will always realize what we have done. Finally, we grasp how active, how complete, and how thorough our God is. That little kingdom that was prophesied back in Daniel 2 crushed all the others, and today it's worldwide and strong. All through history and all through our lives, God has been there. He has helped us. He has forgiven us. He has blessed us. He has protected us. He has used us to be his feet, his hands, and his eyes today. Our God is amazing. It's incredible that we can be part of this eternal picture and plan of his. It's remarkable that he trusts us enough to put his kingdom into our hands. What an honor it is to teach and preach the gospel of this kingdom. How special it is to be adopted into God's family. When you are lonely, when you're discouraged, when you think things are not going well, when you get thoughts of giving up, consider what we have shared today. You are part of something amazing, powerful, and eternal. So large that kings come and go at the will of God. So vast it crosses into every nation that is known and into every language. It's not going away. It's not going to fail. History has shown us. Our God is good. He's good to all of us. Thank you for listening.